Good morning, beloved. And again, it's my pleasure to be able to share this morning with you, this time together, as we have the Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 58. And outwardly, the people continue to worship the Lord, but their acts of worship were meaningless because they did not treat one another with justice and respect. True worship involved more than just ritual acts of honor or praise. And again, this week, God's words for us are justice and peace. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 58, beginning at verse 1. The Lord says, "Shout as loud as you can. Tell my people Israel about their sins. They worship me every day, claiming that they are eager to know my ways and obey my laws. They say they want me to give them just laws and that they take pleasure in worshiping me. The people ask, why should we fast if the Lord never notices? Why should we go without food if he pays no attention? And the Lord says to them, the truth is that at the same time that you fast, you pursue your own interest and oppress your workers. Your fasting makes you violent and you quarrel and fight. Do you think this kind of fasting will make me listen to your prayers? When you fast, you make yourselves suffer. You bow your heads low like a blade of grass and spread out sackcloth and ashes to lie on. Is that what you call fasting? Do you think I am pleased with that? The kind of fasting I want is this. Remove the chains of oppression and the yoke of injustice, and let the oppressed go free. Share your food with the hungry, and open your homes to the homeless poor. Give clothes to those who have nothing to wear, and do not refuse to help your own relatives. Then my favor will shine on you like the morning sun, and your wounds will be quickly healed. I will always be with you to save you. My presence will protect you on every side. When you pray, I will answer you. When you call me, I will respond. If you put an end to oppression, to every gesture of contempt, and every evil word, if you give food to the hungry and satisfy those who are in need, then the darkness around you will turn to the brightness of noon. And I will always guide you and satisfy you with good things. I will keep you strong and well. You will be like a garden that has plenty of water, like a spring of water that never goes dry. Your people will rebuild what has long been in ruins, building again the old foundations. You will be known as the people who rebuilt the walls and who restored the ruined houses." The Lord says, if you treat the Sabbath as sacred and do not pursue your own interests on that day, if you have value of my holy day and honor it by not traveling, working, or talking idly on that day, then you will find the joy that comes from serving me. I will make you honored all over the world, and you will enjoy the land I gave to your ancestor Jacob. I, the Lord, have spoken. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9, where the Lord says, when you pray, I will answer you. When you call to me, I will respond. And, beloved, it's interesting that just as in our day, in the day of Isaiah, the people were going to church, and they were doing all the things in church that, you know, was expected of them. But once they got out of church, they were just, you know, living like the devil. And they would do these religious they would do their religious observations, and they would, fasting and praying and all that. But when they were fasting, they were actually fighting with each other and angry with each other. And instead of waiting upon the Holy Spirit to minister to them, they were just spending all their time in arguing and taking advantage of the poor and all of these things. So God says, that's not truly worshiping me. You take care of those around you. You take care of those who are in need. Then I will truly bless you. And there is a message in that for us today. Just because we go to church and we do things right in church doesn't mean that our lives are pleasing to God, because we must make our everyday lives match what's going on in our church services. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, teach me to honor you each day with acts of kindness and by pursuing justice and peace. Help me to live in the light of your truth. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end. Tomorrow we'll be in Jeremiah chapter 7, where Jeremiah preaches in the temple. And so until tomorrow, let God richly bless you, is my prayer.